Anybody ever have a trial? You know, James said, you know, reading this from the NIV, and then I'm going to read the NLT and also the TEV. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. It's James 1, if you don't know. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And then the New Living Translation says, dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character, ready for anything. And then today's English version, my brothers, consider yourself fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way. For you know that when your faith succeeds in facing such trials, the result is ability to endure. Make sure that your endurance carries you all the way without failing so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, we all know that trials come our way all the time. Actually, I want you to notice that even if James talks about this, but Jesus in John 16:33, he said that in this world you will have troubles and trials, but he said he had overcome them. Our faith in him will help us to persevere and endure. Now, I want to share some things with you this morning, you know, about trials and getting, maybe you could call it being triumphing over your trials. Or getting victory over your trials. That might be another way to say it. But I want you to notice we have to maintain an attitude of joy during the trial. It says, consider it pure joy. You know, brothers, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. So we got to maintain. Now it said that word consider there. That word means to command with official authority. Consider it pure joy means to take lead or take authority with, over the trial that you may be facing. You know, consider it pure joy. The truth is, whatever you're going through is not joyful. But it says to consider it pure joy. You know, It's tough to laugh in the middle of the trial, but we need to learn to laugh at the devil. You know, I want you to notice I said, consider it pure joy. You know, that's not deluded. You know, sometimes when you mix some things, it says, you know, take a portion of this and you need to dilute it, you know, or you can use it full strength. Well, this is not a watered down joy. You know, one day saying, oh, praise the Lord. The next day saying, oh, what am I going to do? You know, that don't work. You know, when you want something full to really get down, if you're cleaning something, you want use full strength. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, this is pure joy, triumphant joy, you know, not joy part-time and part-time, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? You know, sometimes we get a prescription for some medicine, and we take it one day, and then we take something the next day that counteracts that medicine. We're not going to do any good. And that's the same way with pure joy. If you got joy one day, and then woe is me the next day, then you got a problem on your hand. You're not going to get through it. You're not going to come out on the other side. I want you to notice it says here in this, it's whenever you have trials. It's not if you're going to. We all are going to. But it's whenever you have trials. You know, some people spend all their time trying to avoid trials. And James said, whenever Jesus said, you're going to, in John 16, 33, he said, you're going to have tests and trials. It's going to happen. It's not if, it's just when, right? So we need to realize that we are going to have some problems. Now, the problems that the enemy throws at you, this is when you begin to use your faith and consider it pure joy. Now, there's some of you causing your own trouble and your own trials. So you're going to have to do something about that. Okay? You know, it's not very joyful when your birthday cake collapses because of the heavy weight of the candles. It's not very joyful if your twin sister forgets your birthday. Oh, and it's not very joyful when your horn accidentally sticks on the freeway behind a group of outlaw bikers. No matter what happens, consider it joy. Turn to your neighbor and say, joy. You know, we have to know that even in the middle of our worst situation, God is working in our lives. He's working in our lives. Sometimes we tend to forget that when we're in the middle of a situation, God is still there. He is there to help you. You know, it says here, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance, or the old King James says patience. You know, because you know. Hey, when you know something, it's easier to navigate through the situation. First, you got to know that God is not the author of the trouble. But he will help you to have the patience to stand in faith until you receive the victory. See, it's the enemy that's creating the trouble. God is not the author of the trouble. The devil has come to destroy. In fact, it says that in John. It says that the devil's come to seek and kill and destroy, but I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You see, God specializes in making something good out of something bad. He will turn it around for you. You have to believe it. You know, this is an area to exercise and develop your faith. How many of you have ever decided that you're going to work your muscles and get strong? Did you have to endure some trials or some pain? You see, sometimes we need to realize that if we want to strengthen our faith, you don't strengthen your faith by not using it. You don't strengthen a muscle by not using it. If you want your muscles to get bigger, you have to. Now, if you just want to maintain, you can just hold that weight. But if you want them to get bigger, you got to keep adding weight. So what we need to realize that when we're facing trials and using our faith, we are building our faith. In fact, Paul talks to the Thessalonians and he calls it, your faith grows exceedingly, or exceedingly growing faith. You know, whenever I was growing up, you know, with Dad, and we would be facing trials, and we faced a bunch of them, I would say, Dad, what about this? He said, oh, son, just another opportunity to prove God's word works. And that's the way he approached everything. And I guess I sort of learned to do that too. But knowing helps us to have patience in the middle of our situation, knowing that God is going to see us through. Now, goes on here and talks about God completing the work in us. You know, verse 4 says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, and lacking nothing. Mature and complete. You know, it's the hard places that help you to mature into the person that you are today. You know, some people say, well, they just don't seem to have the strength that they need to have. And a lot of times it's because people have never, they have not developed themselves to stand against anything. Any little old trial that comes, they fall apart. Don't look at me like that. I know you know what I'm talking about. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And some people, the least bit of opposition, and they fall to pieces. Well, you know what? If you faced opposition and gritted your teeth and gone through it, the next time it comes, you're a lot stronger. Hello. And you see, this is the way it is. When we persevere in faith, believe in God, and we get through that situation, the next time the devil comes up and slaps him up beside the head, we are a lot stronger and ready to take on all of these situations that's coming our way. I'm going to tell you what, you are going to have problems because the enemy is going to try to steal from you everything that God says in his word belongs to you. And we have to overcome that by the word of God. You know, Hebrews 6:12 says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Well, didn't this word here, perseverance, translation also is patience? You know, today's English version said, we do not want you to become lazy, but to be like those who believed and are patient, so receive what God has promised. This scripture says that if we persevere and have patience, that we will come to be mature, complete, and lacking nothing. I like that, don't you? See, allow God to work in your life so that you can receive all the blessings that he has promised you in the scripture. You know, as you look at all this, persevere means to finish something. Did you know there's a lot of people that start stuff and never finish it? Okay, now I'm gonna get on somebody's toes. How many of you have a project in your house or you guys in the garage that you started, but you haven't persevered to finish it? Anybody want to be honest? We all do that. But we can't afford to do this with these spiritual things. We can't afford to do this. We've got to persevere and finish. Because when we finish, we will come out to be that mature Christian, lacking nothing. I like that, don't you? You know, we've got to stay focused on what the goal is. You know, if you are in a working out, or if you're in a contest, or are playing a game, you got to stay focused on what the goal is. You can't get distracted by something. I know when you run in track, and I ran track and I played ball, but when you run in track, you got a lane you got to run in. And you got to get your focus straight in front of you and forget about anything that's happening on either side of you. Because if you don't, you will get distracted and you'll look over there and you can't keep running full speed and look to the side. You may think you are, but you will automatically slow down just a little bit. Come on now. You got to stay completely focused and keep going. No matter what happens, keep going. No matter who yells or who does what, says or anything, you just keep focused. In fact, get tunnel vision. I am not going to be distracted by any of this. I'm going to keep my focus on God and on the things of God, and I'm going to come through this trial. I'm going to come through this situation and come to victory on the other side, and I will be lacking nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the devil may be screaming at you. You don't pay any attention to it. You know, playing a game, playing basketball, baseball, football. I mean, people are always screaming something. Other players screaming at you. You can't pay any attention to what they're saying. They want to distract you so you can't receive the victory. The devil, that's what he wants to do. He's always got something to distract you, get you off course so that you don't get the victory and come up lacking instead of lacking nothing. I don't want to be lacking. I want to be in a place of lacking nothing. In other words, it's all there. Amen. You see, oh, it's glorious to be in the place, that place with God, where you're not lacking for healing. You're not lacking for safety. You're not lacking for provision. You're not lacking for employment. You're not lacking in victory. Amen. You know, God wants you to have victory. He wants you to come through your trials and trusts and tribulations because he said, I have overcome the world. He said, if you will keep your faith in me and be strong, then he would see you through to victory to the other side. Look at the people in the Bible. God got the Israelites through the Red Sea. He got them all the way to the promised land, right? If he did that, he can get you out of your trouble. If he can deliver David from Goliath, he can deliver you from your giant. If he helped the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, they went in the fiery furnace, but he brought them out. That's where your endurance and your faith comes in. If he protected Daniel in the lion's den, he can protect you in the midst of your trials and tribulations. If he can break open the prison doors for Paul and Silas, then he can break open the prison doors that's got you bound. Consider it all joy. God is here. See, that's where the joy comes in. When you're in the middle of the tribulation, you're in the middle of the trial, that's where the joy comes in. Consider it all joy because you know what the answer is. You know, I don't know about today in school, but when I was in school, in our math books or arithmetic, we used to call it math book, sometimes some of those you could go over in the back and they had the answers. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey, we looked in the back of the book and we know what the answer is. God is going to deliver. God is going to bring us out on the other side. So just consider it joy. And you know this, no matter what's going on or what's happening, God is at work. Turn to your neighbor and say, no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, God's working right now. Hey, you need to know that. Knowing that helps you to consider it joy. See, knowing that you're coming out on the other side. And quit trying to figure out how to do it. Allow God to do it. That's what gets you in trouble. You're trying to figure out, well, how's this going to happen? How's this going to work? I don't know, but God does. Hallelujah. So, consider it joy. Know that God is working. And then allow him to do it. For just a few minutes, I just wanted to share some stuff with you because we got the baptismal service. But did you get anything out of that this morning? That's just a little stuff that I wanted to get to you. But we all face trials. We all face stuff, right? But that's when you just got to raise your hand and say, just another opportunity to allow God to work in my life. I'm going to count it all joy because I know God's working. I can be joyful because I know what the outcome is. It's not going to always be this way. Paul said, in this world, everything's changing. But God never changes. Amen. Father, this morning I talked to these people for a few moments. I thank you that as they begin to reflect upon the words that were spoken this morning, that they will take them and apply them to their hearts, and they will change their lives in the name of Jesus.